it's not like we're rushing every play. You know what I mean? Our outside linebackers is dropping a lot. And I'm not going to put James in a situation. Like, when James going to the game, you know he needs to go rush the quarterback. His strong suit is when we get to this cold weather, somebody trying to come here run the ball, I can put him in there and it's not going to happen. He get in the cold playoff times, I can go out there and have him in those tough situations, go rush the quarterback and get a sack because the situation is not going to be too big for him.
All right, all of the Steelers' assistant coaches were available this week because it is the bye week customary for the Steelers to do so. Joey Porter talking about James Harrison, specifically in Detroit. He was active but did not play.
Surprising. And, Wolf, I know we talked on the pregame how we thought that was a good matchup, James Harrison against Brian Mihalik. I thought they stumbled onto something in that Cincinnati game where you just played Harrison a little bit but used him at the right time. They haven't really gone back to it. Since Joey Porter says it's coming at the end of the year, I still think they could tap that resource a little more than they have. I'm a big T.J. Watt fan, but he's not the perfect player. He's not Lawrence Taylor just yet, and I think Harrison still has something he can provide for this team.
No question about it. If you're looking for a physical matchup, I mean, 6'9 versus 6', that's made to order for a waistbender for the no-dip, just-rip James Harrison turnstile Turner. Not only that, this is a guy you're familiar with. I mean, it's not like James and Brian. It's not their first rodeo together playing against each other. So James already has got a book in his mind what he's got to do to be able to get a rush on Mihalik. And the other thing about it is, you know, with James, you got that bye week next, and he's got all that week long to relax and everything. So I thought he'd get a lot of reps, and he got none, and I was surprised. And I understand what Joey's saying. You want him against the run because this guy, he can stuff a run like nobody's business, and he can pass rush, and they don't want to drop him into, you know, pass coverage. But at the same time, man, I don't know. He still looked to me like a guy that could have done some real damage in the pass rush.
And it's not like they were getting there.
No. I mean, guy, Stafford's getting rid of the ball quick.
He attempted 703 passes. He got sacked twice. I'm exaggerating a little
right.
bit. But,
a little bit.
It's not like it was working what they were doing. So
right.
Now, in close it did, and that's where it is most important. That's, by the way, since I got onto that tangent, the red zone goal line performance was phenomenal. I don't care that they gave up 482 yards or whatever it was. They gave up zero touchdowns. Wolf, correct me if I'm wrong. If you give up zero touchdowns, you're going to win the vast majority of those games.
Scoring defense was what Dick LeBeau said was the only statistic that mattered to him. That's a man who's a legend, and I think he's a legend for a reason. He knows what he's talking about. And that, to me, says everything. You give up 423 yards, you hate it, but at the same time, there's no touchdowns, and I mean no touchdowns. The red zone defense, Javon Hargrave with big hits. You've got Tyson Alualu with big hits. I mean, my gosh, that was just tremendous. And what a stand, what a test of nerves, what a nice thing to have happen. Let me put it this way. Remember when Mike Tomlin talked about on the journey how you wanted some adversity, let your guys go through it because you're going to have to face that when it comes down to the last quarter of the season, when it comes to the playoffs and big games? Well, they got a ton of it in Detroit, and they stood the test.
All right, and you can hear more from Joey Porter and the other assistants on Steelers.com throughout the bye week. Let's take a look now at the standings as we head into the bye week. The Steelers are on a bye. The New England Patriots are on a bye in terms of the AFC North. The Browns are also on a bye. The Ravens and Bengals are playing this weekend. But as we said, 6-2, not a bad place to be, especially when, you know, this team has openly talked, guys, about wanting that home field advantage this year.
Well, the Browns are on a season-long bye, but
let's
not hit them too much here. But no, you know, I mean, this is the pause. This is the way to get reloaded. I mean, you've got some people coming up here with the Chiefs, the Patriots, and the Bills, and everything else. So this is about getting ready for the sprint, because the sprint is coming, and it's all hands on deck, and it's making sure you are locked and loaded for each and every game, because every game will take on an emphasis that the first half didn't. So be prepared, be rested, do your rehab, and make sure you're ready to go come the second half of the season.
All right, let's take a peek at those next eight games. The first primetime game, of course, was in Detroit, but five of the eight remaining games are at Heinz Field, which is some good news, too. The Steelers did great on the road, which I know in previous seasons we've talked about them not playing well away from Heinz Field, but also some more primetime games coming your way. That short week, of course, against the Titans. That's Thursday night, but that game is at Heinz Field.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we had those standings up a minute ago. I'm more concerned, or I would be more concerned about getting a bye than home field throughout the entirety of the playoffs. I think the week off at the start of it is the bigger deal in terms of allowing anybody who might be nicked up to get healthy, or just a week that Le'Veon Bell won't take any wear and tear, a week that Antonio Brown won't take any wear or tear. If you got to go somewhere for the AFC Championship game, you got to do that. They went to Kansas City already this year and won. When they went up to New England last year, they were convinced they were going to win. They weren't going up there thinking, oh, God, we got to play on the road. The Le'Veon Bell injury, I think, dramatically altered what might have happened on that day. But getting that first week off should be the goal that the Steelers are shooting for in the second half, not necessarily first overall.
No question, but, you know, you like, what, five of the eight you got on, as far as being at home? That's nice. Then if you can make sure that you have the AFC Championship here, rather than going into Foxborough or Gillette or whatever you want.
Well, I wouldn't turn it down.
Yeah, I don't want to turn that down. I think we bring it home, bring it here, giving us an opportunity where, let's say the phones don't ever go out here at Heinz Field. Let's just put it that way, okay? So I would like to have the Patriots here rather than go up there.
Agree with all of that, but even that Week 17 game last year, we saw Landry Jones play. Oh, you need some more? All right. Woof.
Thank you.
No, I'm trying to watch
but
my
Week 17
finger.
Last year, they were able to rest some guys, too, so that's not a bad thing. But I agree, pursuit of the bye would be huge as well.
It's really a big deal, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I think we're on a sugar high for sure. We're definitely in need of a bye weekend, huh?
Almond joy.
All right. Well, since it is the bye weekend, our Steelers Nation Unite keyword for today is bye. So head to SteelersNationUnite.com, enter the keyword bye to earn your extra yards for joining us today. We thank you as always. Don't forget, no Steelers live until Monday. Happy day after Halloween. Happy bye week. Happy everything. We'll see you Monday at 4 p.m.